going to call case number 24019. This is an application of Sampson Resources Company for an order amending the field rules for the Ambrose Bakken Pool to establish an overlapping 1,600-acre spacing unit, Divide County. All interested parties, please come forward.
Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing in case 24019 on behalf of Sampson Resources Company. We intend to call three witnesses in this matter. Brian Baton will be offering some land testimony, and Troy Johnson will be offering some geologic testimony, and Jamie Hecht, H-E-C-H-T, will be offering some engineering testimony.
Mr. Baton, are you on the line?
Yes.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes.
Thank you.
Brian, would you state your name for the record, please?
Brian Baton.
And by whom are you employed?
Sampson Resources.
In what capacity?
As a landman.
And you've testified before the commission previously?
I have.
Had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes.
Offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Brian, let's very briefly, I'm going to have you turn to Exhibit 1 in the packet. Tell me what Exhibit 1 is.
Exhibit 1 depicts the requested 1,600-acre spacing unit comprised of Sections 26, 27, 34, and 35 of Township 164 North, 99 West.
Okay, and Exhibit 2?
Exhibit 2 shows a breakdown of the interest for this requested 1,600-acre spacing unit.
And because Sampson owns less than majority, will Sampson work with the other working interest owners to determine who should operate?
Yes.
No further questions.
Any questions from the staff?
Brian, we currently have existing 800-acre units, correct, that are stand-up?
That is correct. That is correct.
Okay. And can you give us the ownership? Well, actually, could you just supply the ownership of each one of those, breaking it down per the 1,800-acre units, or excuse me, the 800-acre units?
Sure.
And submit that to us.
Would you mind if I could supplement the record here after the hearing?
Yes, that would be good.
Okay.
And the tracts for common ownership, are they outlined on your Exhibit 1? Is that what you're depicting there?
Right, that shows Sampson's leasehold, and so one of the leases covers multiple sections, which is why there's the yellow portion outside of the requested 1,600 acres spacing unit.
Sure. Okay, thank you.
Ryan, is there a well on 27 and 34, the 800 acre unit there?
There is. There's a well that, I believe it's the Pacer 2 MBH, and it's operated by Bakken Hunter.
So you would intend that well to stay on its spacing unit?
We do not intend to change the spacing unit of that well, and as I mentioned, it's not a well that we operate.
Do you intend to dissolve the other 800-acre spacing unit?
We didn't intend to, per se, but I think we're certainly willing to work with the commission to figure out the best course of action moving forward in terms of what spacing units should still be in effect.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Johnson, are you on the line? You promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Troy, by whom are you employed, in what capacity?
Sampson Resources. I'm a senior geologist.
And you testified before the commission previously?
Yes, sir.
Had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes, sir.
We'll offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Troy, very briefly, can you discuss Exhibit 3?
Exhibit 3 is a structure map on top of the Middle Bakken. Yellow is just showing the units we're talking about today, and just showing the general dip from north to south.
Okay, Exhibit 4A.
Exhibit 4A is a cross-section map, just showing the same acreage we're talking about, and then where our cross-section on 4B will be from A to A prime.
Okay, let's go to 4B.
4B is the same cross-section, A to A prime, showing the upper Bakken Shale, middle Bakken, lower Bakken Shale, upper Three Forks, just kind of showing how continuous the formations are in the area.
No further questions.
Any questions from the staff?
Troy, do you know what the target of that existing well in 27 and 34 is?
It is a middle Bakken well.
And are you intending to target middle Bakken and upper Three Forks with your wells?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Hecht, are you on the line?
Yes.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes.
Thank you.
Jamie, by whom are you employed and what capacity?
Samson Resources, Asset Engineer, District Engineer.
And you testified before the commission previously?
Yes, sir.
Had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes, sir.
Now for the further testimony of this witness, out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Jamie, very briefly, let's, I'll have you discuss Exhibit 5.
Exhibit 5 is the proposed well plan development for this unit. In the dashed blue lines, you will have our future Three Forks lateral wells. The dashed purple line, those are our future middle box wells. We plan to start drilling our Three Forks well mid-2016 and then continue to infill later on with the middle Bakken well, most likely the following year.
Okay. I'm going to have you briefly discuss which wells you think will be drilled first, and then from there which direction you'll go, north, south, et cetera. Can you do that for me, please?
Sure. So
so you basically drill the three middle wells first, and then after that you'll either move to the north or to the south. Is that accurate?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. Let's go to Exhibit 6.
Exhibit 6 is our drilling and completion plan. Basically, we plan to drill and complete this well as we've done in the past in the area. Plug and burn completion anywhere from 26 to 32 stages.
Okay, and Exhibit 7.
Exhibit 7 are a summary of reservoir properties. We estimate in this area of primary estimated recoverable reserves about 2,500 barrels, excuse me, about 10% recovery factor for an estimated recoverable per well of 126,000 barrels of oil per well. The second part of this exhibit, their single well economics, shows our operating costs and our gross investment of about $6.1 million. We anticipate that our returns will be over 20%.
Okay, and then very briefly, the gas capture planned 8A and 8B. Can you discuss that for us, please?
Sure. So you can see in the top map of Exhibit 8A, one L gas line is right to the south of the unit we're proposing. And we have intentions to, as soon as this well is drilled, and then the gas line.
Okay. I don't have the other questions. We'd offer each one of the exhibits identified by the witnesses.
The exhibits will be received. Are there questions from the staff?
Jamie, on your exhibit 5, it looks like you're planning to drill and set your casing on your middle Bakken wells past that existing horizontal lateral. Is that correct?
Yes.
Would you just be drilling kind of directionally down to that point, or would you just be running extra casing to that point?
We would be drilling directional to that point.
So you'd be staying above the existing well until you crossed over and passed it?
Correct.
Do you know how far from the west line that existing lateral is?
I don't know the exact distance, but my guess is around 1,300 feet.
Have you discussed your development plan here with Bakken Hunter?
This is Brian Mason, and I have discussed the development plan and what we are presenting here to you today with the landman for Bakken Hunter.
Okay, thank you.
Brian, this is Bruce Hicks. While you're on that subject, did Bakken Hunter indicate they would participate in the wells?
They did not give that indication early on. Our discussions were pretty preliminary, just letting them know what we are going to be requesting of you all today. And they indicated that they wouldn't have a problem with it on the front end, but they did not specifically say that they were planning to participate at this point in time.
Okay. And Jamie, is it economic to drill wells on an 800-acre unit? You know, why are you changing the pattern here?
Basically, for better economics and more efficient recovery of the resource.
You know, all along the border here, we've had operators come in and stand them up and on 800s and lay them down on 1600s and switch back and forth. And it just seems that there isn't one thing that's real comfortable. Do you see wells performing better one direction versus the other?
The performance of the well is mostly, there's a strong correlation between lateral length and performance of the well. The stresses in the Three Forks and Middle Bakken don't necessarily drive the fracture planes in one way or another. There's a much stronger correlation between lateral length and performance than the direction in which you drill the wells.
Okay. And did you evaluate the current well that was drilled by Bakken Hunter?
I have evaluated other short laterals in the area to be uneconomic. They're similar to this one, but I have not specifically evaluated this one.
Okay, I would think that you would have wanted to do that since you're drilling in that spacing unit.
Volumetrically speaking, it just makes more sense for us to drill longer lateral in a less number of pads. Just economically makes more sense.
Okay.
In my opinion, it's also a more efficient way to recover the reserves that by laying down the lateral that way.
And I wasn't positive how you're going to be drilling these wells. Will you go over that again? The middle pad was the one that you said that you were going to drill first. And in what sequence would these wells be drilled?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the second part of your question?
What sequence will they be drilled in? Will they be drilled, you know, back-to-back, batch-drilled, or what?
So they're going to be drilled, so there's one pad, and then we're going to drill three wells from that pad, and I'm talking specifically to the middle pad there. And the way we drill them is we drilled our 7-inch casings back-to-back on the, don't know the order specifically here, but it would probably be the two north wells where we drill the 7-inch back-to-back. And then on the most southern well, we would drill completed to TD and then skid the rig to the north, finish out the lateral on the middle Bakken well, get the rig to the north again, and finish up the lateral on the 3-4.
Okay, so all three of those wells on that pad will be drilled then?
Yes.
Okay.
That would be drilled and basically completed through zipper frac during the same week.
Okay, thank you.
Jamie, how far past that existing well are you going to be setting casing? And the middle Bakken wells.
Roughly about 500 feet.
And then looking at your Exhibit 5, it looks like you could almost do this on a laydown 320. Consisting of the top two sections and the lay down 1280. Is there a reason why you didn't do that?
Sorry, there was some noise in the phone. I couldn't hear your question clearly. Can you please repeat?
Yeah, on Exhibit 5, it looks like you could develop this area on a lay down 320, consisting of the top two sections, and then the lay down 1280. Is there a reason why you didn't go that route?
I think this is Brian Bainton speaking. I think part of the reason that we requested a 1,600 acre spacing unit in this case is, for one, we have seen that establish its precedent along this Canadian border. And secondly, it would also allow us to avoid the issue of setbacks. And in doing so, I think we feel like we do a better job of more efficiently draining the entire reservoir as opposed to potentially leaving some resources unrecovered.
Which setbacks are you talking about?
I think specifically the setbacks that are closest to that border between Section 27 and 34 and Sections 26 and 35, the fear that we might come within the setback length or distance that is established.
Just going by your interwell distances, it looks like you may push past that anyway. I mean, with your interwell distances plus your setback on the Canadian border.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
It looks like you may be within that 500-foot setback on that if it was a lay down 1280. Just based on your in-well distances and the setback that you're proposing for the the Canadian border. So it looks like you're about 26.
I think if we're looking at that middle pad and looking at the northern three-fourths lateral that goes out from that pad, I think it's likely that that would fall within a 500-foot setback. And so in doing so, we were concerned, once again, that there might be some resources that would be left unrecovered.
Okay, so your in-well distances may be smaller then?
Yeah, these are approximates, but yes, I think that is, that potentially could be the case.
Okay, thanks.
All right, that'll conclude our hearing for case number 24019.